I'm getting vibes of being at the dentist and getting like getting like the orange fluoride thing in your mouth. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to Under Our Roof. I'm Pea and Peanut Salad.
And I'm the salad episode! Hi, it's Grace and Lizzie. You are listening to our queer chaotic podcast, Under Our Roof. On this celebratory episode, we are celebrating over 100,000 downloads of our silly little podcast. Lady, can you believe it?
No, I really can't. It feels, I guess it is coming up on a year since we started it, but it still feels very much like summer. And when we started it, it felt very fall, autumnal.
Right.
So it does, it feels kind of short, like since we started it in a way.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
So to celebrate, you may have been following along. And if you haven't, this is going to seem absolutely unhinged. I don't know when this started. But a few episodes ago,
Instagram story.
No, but it was a few it started on my Instagram story because I went down a rabbit hole of like church casserole salads, and we're using salads as a broad definition. In fact, we will need to define salad before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, which, by the way, there is no meat or potatoes in any of the salads that we will be making today.
No, there is.
There's meat? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there is meat. Oh no, there's meat. Oh gosh. There's no potatoes though.
No.
There's no potatoes.
Potato salad would be simply too normal.
Simply too normal. And that's not at all what this podcast is about or what this episode is about. This is essentially just a long running inside joke with you and I. And when I say you, I mean the house guests in general. And that's, I think, how you grow a podcast is by creating inside jokes that make it impossible for an outside person to listen to an isolated episode and join in on the fun. But if you're interested, go back a few episodes. And we start talking about church salads, and somewhere along the lines, this spiraled into what it is today, our celebratory 100,000 downloads salad episode. And I would really like to thank everyone for listening and for joining in this community and space with us every week. We love doing it. It's so much fun. And if you love listening to us, then just a real quick reminder to rate, review, and subscribe, because we are an independent podcast, so it really helps us out. We do not have an overall deal with Spotify or Disney Plus.
Yet.
But it could happen.
Could.
Disney Plus should start a podcast network. Then we could be the first ones on that podcast. Just
sure.
A full circle. You know what? If I could get into a boxing match with anyone, it would be Disney Plus. If I could challenge someone.
So it'd be like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly. That's who I think I could box.
Let's actually explain the salad episode a little bit. I know we are saying it's like an inside joke, but if you happen to just be tuning in, basically, Grace, I want to say like a couple months ago at this point, you put on your Instagram story something like, what's the weirdest salad you've ever heard of? And people wrote in saying like these crazy like strawberry pretzel salad.
Oh, that sounds good.
Orange fluff salad, which we are making today.
Ooh.
Like potato chip salad. Apparently there was a hot Cheeto salad.
I haven't been able to find
it. I can't find the recipe for
it. It was so good. I saw it on TikTok and I didn't snatch it up quickly enough.
And so just to be clear, these are not like a strawberry pretzel salad that you might get at a restaurant in 2021. Might be like a bed of arugula, some sliced fresh strawberries, maybe some crumbled pretzel croutons.
Yeah, this sounds classist. It'd be a classist salad.
That is not what we're making. I mean, we're not doing strawberry pretzel salad, sadly. That was on the list, but didn't make the final cut for what we're actually cooking. But basically, these are like, think of tuna salad. Mm-hmm. That is the type of salad meaning.
Well, here's a definition that I found for salad.
Okay.
This is from the dictionary. The Oxford English Dictionary. A salad is a noun, a cold dish of various mixtures of raw or cooked vegetables, usually seasoned with olive, with oil, vinegar, or other dressing, and sometimes accompanied by meat, fish, or other ingredients. So that's not at all what we're making.
Well, but look at the next
the next
definition.
Okay. The next definition is a mixture containing a specified ingredient served with a dressing. A mixture containing a specified ingredient served with a dressing. You know what? That is what we're doing.
Yeah, although some of, like orange fluff salad for
Cool Whip is a dressing.
Yeah.
In this case, Cool Whip is going to be a dressing. I also want to read not an amendment, but an addition from Alex, who wrote in for our last episode or two episodes ago about Alex's definition of what is a salad. So we have more thoughts from Alex, just to get everyone frothing at the mouth. Just listen to the episode. So glad to hear the discussion. Here are my thoughts. Condiments are indeed soups.
No.
But mayo in a salad dressing on a salad is a salad. The difference between ketchup and tomato soup or salsa and gazpacho is not that big. LMAO.
Ketchup and gazpacho are not similar.
Pizzas are salads because of the nature of combining ingredients in a stacked, jumbled manner that is not enclosed by another piece of bread. As such, open-faced sandwiches are actually salads. As for why pizza isn't the base instead of a sandwich, I don't really think there's a case for a regular sandwich like a PB&J to be a pizza, or for many other food items to be a pizza. However, if you stack two slices of pizza so the dough is on the outside, which is a calzone, basically, you have a pizza sandwich. I'd also just say soup/salad/sandwich feels like the three building blocks of a great lunch menu, and who doesn't love some good alliteration? It is 1,000% arbitrary and works nonetheless, hence why it makes people so mad. Alex, thank you for writing in and participating in the salad episode and getting us mad, but let's not get us mad anymore. Let's get us fed.
Let's get glad.
Let's get glad. That's what Taylor Swift said. Mm-hmm. But you could just be glad with two A's. Yep. And let's start.
Follow us on TikTok.
Oh, I thought you said Taylor Swift followed us on. I would be like, what? How would you bury that? Glad did follow us on TikTok. So maybe they're listening. Maybe they want to start a podcast network, for this chaos. No, let's start making these salads. Lady, tell the house guests, what are we going to be not cooking up today? Because none of this really involves cooking.
Yeah, the only thing I cooked was some bacon for one of them. Okay, so we decided to make three salads for this episode. We're also going to talk about some other salads that we saw recipes for, but just in the interest of time, and there's only two of us, we didn't want to like waste a ton of food that we won't be able to eat. We're only making three, but I think they're a good representation. So the first salad is called pea and peanut salad, which is how I introduced myself at the top of this episode because I just like the name pea and peanut.
You are a little pea and peanut. That's you and Bean, pea and peanut. Yeah. That's
who's
literally
the pea,
you.
Who's the peanut?
I think you are the pea and Bean is the peanut.
Oh.
Because he's a little nut.
Yeah, he's nutty. Pea and peanut salad is going to be like a salad of green peas. They were frozen. They've been thawed. Celery, red onion, crumbled bacon, roasted salted peanuts, and a mayo-based dressing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all these recipes are going to be linked in the show notes, and
yes,
we're also going to be making a blog post for you to see our results. So all of that is in the show notes. If you are listening and you're like, oh, this isn't enough of a sensory overload for me with this high-hyped salad episode, I need a visual component. Don't worry, my friend.
I'm going to have a blog post ready with photos, progress pictures, taste test pictures, everything.
Okay.
Okay, so then we're going to make orange fluff salad, which actually the recipe was sent in by a listener.
Oh.
Yeah. Lauren sent in some recipes.
Thank you, Lauren.
I know. And I liked this little tidbit too. Lauren said, in light of the upcoming salad episode that Grace has been gunning for, this queer Lutheran gal had to bring some Jell-O salads to the party.
Yes, Lauren!
A quick note. I never understood the appeal of Jell-O salads when I was growing up. Frankly, I still don't. But they were ubiquitous at family gatherings and church potlucks. More than the actual taste of any of these salads, I remember the beautiful yet unsettling greens, reds, and muted Cool Whipped pastels in and among salads and tater tot casseroles. Lauren says, these are recipes I found online based on my recollection of the regular features at church potlucks. So Lauren sent in Lutheran salad.
Which we simply could not say no to.
No, I'm not making that one. Because you wanted
to. We simply said no to that one. We simply said no.
It sounds really interesting, though.
I'm so sorry.
It involves live.
Oh, the cottage cheese. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. No, we are making something with cottage cheese, though.
I know.
The Lutheran salad involves lime jello, mini marshmallows, pineapple, cottage cheese, Cool Whip, and walnuts. Also, Lauren sent in a recipe for strawberry pretzel salad.
But we might need to make that on a future. If y'all enjoy this one,
it could become a thing.
Every time we have something to celebrate, making a salad.
But what we're making that Lauren sent in is the orange fluff salad.
Okay.
Which involves Cool Whip, orange gelatin mix, cottage cheese, mandarin oranges, canned mandarin oranges.
Yeah, that's important.
And mini marshmallows.
This is the one I'm really looking forward to because I like orange fluff salad. I've had it before.
You've had it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I've had some variation of it. I know that the recipes will differ.
And then last but definitely not least, we're making candy bar apple salad, also known as Snickers salad. Mm-hmm. And it involves vanilla pudding mix, milk, Cool Whip, apples, chopped apples, and chopped Snickers bars.
Is this the reason why we have actual milk in the fridge?
Yes.
Because usually we just have oat milk.
Yeah, I felt kind of weird buying.
I noticed it in the door and I was like, ooh, like lady's going crazy. But then I was like, oh, it's probably for the salad episode.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't really sell
lady got a craving for milk. 2%
They don't
milk.
Really sell 2% in like small cartons.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find something to do with that.
Maybe we can feed it to Bean and he can pretend he's a little cat.
Definitely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, so should we get cooking?
I think it is time that we leave you and we rejoin in the kitchen. So we'll see you after the break. All right, welcome back. We are recording this from our kitchen. Lizzie has a beautiful prepped layout of the three salads that we are going to be making. Lady, tee us off. What are we going to be starting with?
Okay, we're going to start by making the Snickers salad, which I already have prepped some chopped Snickers, some chopped Granny Smith, and I believe Fiji apples. But
I'm going to try and make this some ASMR. There you go. There's the chopped Snickers.
The apples, I went heavier on the Granny Smith because the recipe recommended to cut the sweetness with a bit of a tartar apple.
Okay, nice.
And then we're going to mix together cold 2% milk and pudding mix. And again, you will have access to all these recipes. Don't worry. You don't need to write anything down right now.
Yeah, don't write anything down. Everything is in the show notes. Just enjoy the sweet, sweet sound of Snickers hitting a kitchen bowl. Okay,
will you time me 2 minutes of stirring? I'll tell you when to hit start.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, go. Start. So what are you mixing together right now?
Okay, so I'm whisking quickly together for 2 minutes instant vanilla pudding mix with cold 2% milk.
I thought that was powdered sugar.
No, it's vanilla pudding mix.
All right, you are a minute and 40 in. How is your arm feeling?
Wait, no, I'm 20 seconds in.
Oh, sorry, 20 seconds in.
Arms are fine.
We've regularly discussed that we do not endorse math. I'm not even sure I believe in math on this podcast.
True.
In the world, yeah, but in the podcast?
No.
If we're creating our own world and our own narratives on this podcast, which I think we absolutely are, does math exist? No.
No.
This is some escapist content for y'all listening.
It's also good we're making this one first because it should kind of go in the fridge for like a few minutes while we're making the others.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be tasting all of these.
In real time.
In real time. Can you imagine if we just did the salad episode and we're like, all right, they're done. Thanks for listening.
We didn't say how they were.
We ate them privately. Like, no, we don't want to share everything in our lives. We just want to keep some things to ourselves. All right, you have only 40 seconds left of this whisking.
All right.
It's not really, I guess there are some bubbles forming on the outside, but for the most part, it just kind of looks like you're whisking eggs together, honestly. It kind of looks like eggs.
It's thickening up as I do this.
You can feel it thickening up?
Yeah, for sure. And then we're going to let it stand for 2 minutes. You're going to reset that timer.
Oh, it is thickening up. I can see that. All right, you have 20 seconds left.
Okay.
20 seconds left mixing. What's the next step, lady?
Then we're going to let this set for 2 minutes until it kind of thickens up and more. And then we're going to fold in Cool Whip.
Oh my gosh. I've been longing to hear those words ever since we decided we were going to do a salad episode. How I love Cool Whip. All right, lady. That's it.
All right. Now reset it.
To what?
2 minutes again.
Oh, okay.
For it to just set.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you are opening up the Cool Whip in preparation for the folding into the Snickers salad. How would you describe this Cool Whip? To me, this looks like a beautiful ski slope.
Well, what I'll say is I had to go to a special grocery store to get this because
we live in LA.
We live in LA.
They hate fun.
Whole Foods.
Sometimes people in LA hate fun. I love LA, but sometimes our Whole Foods hates fun.
Whole Foods and Trader Joe's don't sell this. So I actually don't know if I've ever purchased it.
I just
want to
have like a little taste.
Yeah. And something that I noticed.
Oh, Cool Whip.
I've never had it really.
Yeah, we don't keep it around. It's hard to find out here.
Even growing up.
Have you had a taste before?
Oh.
It's so good, right? It tastes like a beautiful ski vacation. That's what it tastes like. Just a light ski vacation, powdered snow, fresh snow before anyone's been on the slopes.
I will say, when I got that, I had to get one carton for this and one carton for the orange fluff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are these, like, is this empty? Because it's so light when you pick up the carton from
the shelf. It's almost like it's taking away the weight of your life. You know, the heavy troubles that weigh on our shoulders.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of that light, fluffy Cool Whip. Boy, you feel better, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Now it's time.
Okay, I'm going to fold it in.
Folding in the Cool Whip. Wait.
This is looking thick.
One sec. I'm going to move the mic for this just so we can get some audio.
Silent like falling snow.
Fold in that Cool Whip.
Folding it in. Wow.
It really has gotten thick.
Yeah. The pudding, you mean. Wow. This is beautiful.
It really is. It's kind of becoming this meringue
color.
Yeah,
it does look like
meringue. It's becoming like a nice meringue color. A pale pastel yellow. And I think as referenced from Lauren, who I believe wrote in, I am looking forward to seeing some of these pastel colors come out in these salads.
This is about mixed. I don't want to over mix, you know?
Definitely don't.
So now we're folding in the chopped apples and the chopped Snickers bars. Will you hand me the Snickers?
Okay. Ooh, I didn't even see you have some red. You do have some red apples in there.
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of a fall dish. You know, Snickers and apples makes me think
it's hearty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Oh, and the recipe did say that if you want, you can decorate the top with crushed peanuts.
We do have them.
Yeah,
we have crushed peanuts. Okay, so now the apples and the Snickers are basically totally covered. They're overwhelmed by the avalanche of Cool Whip that has crescendoed upon them. Do you think I could have a food podcast with the way I describe things?
This is a food podcast.
Exactly. You are 1,000% correct. In fact, we might need to switch category. Maybe see if we'll do better in the charts if we switch category. Under Our Roof is a food podcast.
Do you think this needs another apple?
No, I think it just needs to set.
Okay.
Because it is looking, I will say, pretty encumbered by the Cool Whip, but that is not a problem in my eyes.
Okay.
It's mostly Cool Whip,
yeah.
And that's what I'm here for.
Well, I used one less apple than it called for because it seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
But do you think I should cut up one more and add it?
I think we let it set and then we see how it goes.
Okay.
That's what I think.
This is going in the fridge. Do you want to lick the spatula?
I absolutely want to lick the spatula.
How is it?
It's really nice. It has like a light vanilla flavor. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that is good.
It has a light vanilla flavor and a little bit of a dusting of a Snickers bar. Just a dusting of a Snickers bar.
Next up, orange fluff.
Cool Whip container number 2 is coming open. Lady, tell us why.
It is going to be the base for this orange fluff salad.
Well, it's a competing base with cottage cheese.
True, but this is where it all begins.
It all begins with Cool Whip. And in many ways, isn't that a metaphor for life? It all begins with being cool.
Being cool. Okay, so the first step of this is to add the Cool Whip to a bowl and mix in orange Jell-O powder. So you're not making Jell-O with the hot water and everything. You're just taking the powder and mixing it with Cool Whip.
I don't want to disappoint anybody, but there isn't actually any Jell-O cubes in any of the salads that we're going to be making today. But again, if you enjoyed this episode, baby, we can be back with more. We can make those Jell-O cubes if you want them.
For sure.
I love marshmallows.
I know.
They're so good.
Those are going to be going in this.
I think that's probably why I've always liked orange mandarin salad. Or fluff salad. What did I call this at? Like,
well,
what's the other name for it?
Creamsicle salad?
Maybe that? I think it's maybe that.
It smells like a creamsicle right now.
It really smells like a creamsicle. The orange flavor is like ice cream truck type levels.
Yeah. So I'm mixing Cool Whip and I'm not whisking it because it didn't say to do that and I worry that might like over mix and kind of break down the Cool Whip.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What did it say to do?
It just said add the orange gelatin powder to the Cool Whip and mix until combined.
I wonder who first had this idea of Cool Whip as a base. Like you said, gelatin powder, and being like, what if we didn't use it for gelatin? Like, I know that that's what it's for, but what if it wasn't? Okay, now it's almost becoming sort of pink cotton candy type consistency.
Yeah.
It looks combined to me. I mean, it's the color is really even. It's like this very pale pink, almost a beautiful sunset type sky is how I would describe it.
A sunset kind of color.
So if before we were on the ski slopes, I feel like now we're on the beach having a pina colada type of energy from this salad.
For sure. All right. So we got to fold in all of this cottage cheese.
A full container.
Yeah, I checked the ounces. It's 16 ounces.
16 ounces of cottage cheese, okay, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Digging in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I really had cottage cheese.
I actually like cottage cheese. I kind of go through phases where I have it, but I always have it savory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll put, like, salt and pepper and, like, spiced pecans and stuff on top.
Interesting. So this is going to be very different because this is a very sweet salad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're stirring this up.
Cottage cheese is going in, kind of combining in there, like confetti is kind of what it looks like.
I'm adding in the mandarins. I reserved a few mandarins on the side to make a nice presentation topping. On the top.
That's important. That's very important.
Very important.
So we're folding in the cottage cheese and the mandarins. Now we have, like, the color palette of this salad is part of, for me, like, why I've always liked it. It's this pale pink with this sort of a shimmery orange, and then the dollops of white from the cottage cheese.
There's now gonna be some more dollops of white.
Because we're about to put in some of these marshmallows. Does it say how many, just to kind of eyeball it?
It says a cup, but I've been making so many things, all my cup things are in use. So do you think that's like
a cup? That looks good.
Okay, I'm gonna put more on top to decorate.
Nice. Now this looks like, honestly, one of those slime videos.
It does. It really
does. Where it's like one of those satisfying slime videos with a whole bunch of texture in it. Now that the marshmallows are in there, it really is looking kind of crazy. One of those things where it's like, is this edible? But I want to find out.
Yes.
Is how it's looking.
It looks like it could be good.
Yeah.
It also looks a little bit like it could taste like orange toothpaste, but I don't think it will. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do know what you mean. So you've never had any variety of salad like this before? Because I feel like the mandarin orange, fluff, cottage cheese, marshmallow, some variation of that is like really common, but you've never had it before?
No, I don't think so. I've had Jell-O salads where it's like made with actual Jell-O.
Yeah, again, you let us know and we'll make those.
Okay, I'm going to clean this up a little bit so it's pretty and then decorate the top with more mandarins and marshmallows.
Okay, let's
do it.
And
I'll take a photo.
And as a reminder, all these photos and the recipes are going to be available on Lizzie's blog, which if you didn't know, Lizzie has a blog. It's called havedogwilldrive.com. And everything's going to be linked in the show notes. So if you're listening for peak audio experience or just peek under a roof experience, we do recommend checking out the links in the description to really take you on this journey with us. And one day, you know, maybe Disney Plus will give us that cooking show and then we can actually bring you a video component to this as well. But for now, it's just going to be an ASMR level of content. And I'm proud of that.
You should be.
You know, who these days is just doing a podcast with no promise of a video component, right? Who's doing that? No one.
All right, so I'm putting a few reserved mandarin slices on the top.
You're plating the salad.
Yes, exactly. I just think it adds, you know, the presentation matters.
The presentation is huge. I think the presentation of these salads is the main reason why they got my vote with my plate at church potlucks and stuff.
Well, I feel like the church ladies care.
They do.
You know?
Yeah.
I would definitely be a church lady in another life.
Well, you also could be in this life because you are making an orange creamsicle salad.
True. I mean, like, the Methodist and the Lutheran kind of church ladies. I don't really have that.
Except with less hate for the gays.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm taking a photo of this beautiful whipped thing.
Wow, this looks really good.
Yeah, it's pretty.
This looks really pretty.
So do we find a place in the fridge?
Really?
Yeah, I think we can figure it out.
Okay.
I'll move some stuff around.
We are rolling on salad number 3, rounding the corner with salad number 3. Lady, tell them what they won.
What they won.
What they won.
They've won the chance to hear all about this pea and peanut salad.
The lady and bean salad.
And it involves... Oh, where's the bacon? Oh, it's over there. It involves crumbled bacon. I cooked 6 slices of bacon this morning. And then it has peas, frozen peas, which I've thawed overnight, chopped celery, chopped red onion, and roasted peanuts. And then it has a dressing made with some store-bought zesty Italian dressing.
Which would not have been our first choice. Lizzie loves making her own salad dressing.
Yes, but it's got to be authentic.
Authentic.
And then you mix that with mayo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I already mixed the dressing and the mayo.
This is notably our only savory salad that we will be making today. And I wanted to do a pea salad because I feel like when it comes to savory salads of this variety, peas are big players in this space. The peas are big. So that is why we decided to do a pea salad. And I saw some people sent in salads with peas and with green jello. And I'm open to trying that in the future, but for this one, we're just keeping it pretty simple with just some peas and some mayo.
For the bag of peas, it calls for 10 ounces. The bag of peas only came in 16 ounces.
So I just feel like some measuring.
Yeah, just kind of eyeballed.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good. I mean, you got to go heavy on the peas.
We got to go heavy on it. It's a pea salad. Yeah. And it's so important. Such nutrients do we get in peas, you know?
They are pretty good for you. Very, I don't know about frozen, but...
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. Some fresh chopped celery. That goes in.
The red onion for some color.
And then we're going to measure out a cup of dry roasted peanuts. And these are salty, which I think will be important.
Oh, yeah, for our savory dish.
Yeah, and then I got to chop the bacon real fast.
Lady, on the scale of crispy to floppy, what would you say our bacon philosophy is in the home?
Gotta be crispy.
I think we like our bacon very crispy.
Yeah. And that's how I made this. Especially in a salad where it's gonna be weighed down by mayo. I mean, it has to hold its own.
Yeah. The crispy, crunchy texture is important. I can be persuaded on any dish if there's a crunch component.
I know, Grace loves
crunch. I love some crunch.
All right, I feel like that's good.
Yeah, it looks good.
I don't want to, like, crush. I want
to No, because you're going to have to mix it in, too, and that will also help the bacon break down a little bit. Okay, well, I don't want to speak too soon, but this smells really good. We haven't mixed in the dressing yet, but so far, the peas, the celery, the onions, the peanuts, and the bacon, it's smelling good.
Okay, we're adding in the dressing. That is thick.
That is some thick dressing. I think I'm the most skeptical about this dressing.
I feel like this is the salad I'm the most looking forward to, but I don't have that much of a sweet tooth. So the idea of, like, eating spoonful after spoonful of the sweet ones is a little, like, unappetizing to me. But this, I mean, all the various ingredients, other than maybe the store-bought zesty Italian dressing, are, like, things that I would eat.
This is looking really good.
Yeah, it honestly is.
What if this is a new sort of staple?
Yeah, especially if I could... I mean, the first time I got to go authentic, but in the future, if I wanted to make this, like, for real to eat for a meal, I could kind of, like, doctor the dressing to not be what it is.
Yeah, but we have something about store-bought salad dressing. We could be persuaded. I'm sure there's a brand that's doing it well, but... For the most part, we kind of always go homemade on salad dressings.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few I'll try, but I'm a little picky about store-bought dressing. All right, I think that's basically done.
Yeah, looks good. Looks mixed. It looks a lot more appetizing than you might think from a pea salad.
From a pea and peanut salad.
A pea and peanut salad. It looks a lot prettier than you'd think.
Yeah, it's very colorful.
I have a feeling we're going to want to... sprinkle some flaky salt on there.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. But is that authentic?
I know, that's a thing. We might have to make a judgment call on this.
Yeah.
All right, so that is going to conclude the cooking / manufacturing portion.
Assembly
portion of this episode. So after the break, we'll meet you back in the living room for the taste test, the final results, the joyous, delicious tasting of the salad. So we'll see you in just a little bit. Thank you.
We're back. We're in the living room. We sat down to these three beautiful salads.
And they do look beautiful, I have to say. I mean, Lizzie obviously plated them a little bit. She's added some peanuts on top of the Snickers salad. But in general, I am excited to dig in here. There is no loser in my book. So which one do you think we should start with?
Well, I chose the order that we made them in. So you pick the order we try them in.
I think we start savory and end sweet.
Okay.
So I think we start with the pea salad and then go to the mandarin orange fluff. And then we end with that good, good Snickers salad.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little spoonful for a taste.
Yeah, just for a taste test.
Okay, here we go. This is...
So I should try to eat off this one. Okay.
Okay, so this is the pea salad.
Wow.
That is nice.
Really nice flavors.
Mm-hmm. I will say that this would be a lot better with the homemade dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's good. I would eat this.
I will eat the rest of this. Yeah. I mean, not like right now. There's a lot, but I just mean like I'm not going to throw it away.
No, definitely not. This is really good. The peanut and the bacon add this really nice crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not encumbered, I think, by the flavor of the peas.
Mm-mm. No, the peas are one of the more mild flavors here. The celery has kind of a big flavor.
Mm-hmm. I really like this. This is great.
I like it too. The celery and red onion is kind of like Thanksgiving vibes.
Mmm. This does have like a nice fall.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor palette. Yeah. Okay.
This is good.
What would you rate it out of 10?
That's tough because I don't really know. I don't have a scale like in mind already for these types of things.
All right. Okay. Let's say 10 is your coleslaw, which is also a salad. So that's a recipe that maybe you can also add that into the show notes. That's like a beloved salad in our home.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's a 10, and maybe the watermelon mint salad is also a 10 that we make, what would you rate this?
I would give this a 7.5.
Solid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say about an 8. Mm-hmm. I would say this is about an 8.
It's good.
It's great. I definitely would want, I don't think I could make a meal out of this. This is definitely a side salad, a side dish for sure, but a strong side dish that people would be impressed by.
I would not at all be like embarrassed to bring this to a potluck.
No.
I wouldn't think people would think it was weird. It doesn't look weird.
Mm-mm.
It just looks like, okay, you don't really know what it is kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's good.
People sleep
really
on peas.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our... Oh, this is a favorite of mine. I'm very excited to experience you experiencing this salad for the first time. Let's try the... What are we calling this one? The...
Orange fluff salad. Okay.
Orange fluff salad. Beautifully plated, by the way, lady.
You really went the
extra mile for this one.
We are switching to a sweet plate because I didn't want to... unduly influence the flavor palette by having everything on.
Actually, with that said, can I have a sip of water just to cleanse my palate a little bit?
Yeah, it's important. Oh. Okay, we're digging in on the fluff.
You do the honors on this one.
Oh, I'm going first?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got some of the orange fluff itself, I got a mandarin, and I got a marshmallow in this bite. So here it goes. Very interesting.
I feel like you don't like it.
I don't dislike it. It's just very unexpected.
Tell me about the flavors and how they are meeting your mouth.
Well, it's all kind of in the same like very fluffy, sweet, but not overly sweet kind of range. Like, I think a good dish, whether savory or sweet, in my mind, has kind of a variety of flavors at play. So there'll be like a bit that's a bit more strong, like a zest of lemon or something like that. And then there'll be other parts that are more mellow that kind of shine through after your initial reaction and things. With this, it's kind of all one note. It's all very, like the mandarin gives a little bit of brightness, but it's all kind of like pastel. It tastes pastel.
It does. How do you think of the cottage cheese? Like, how do you think that works with the salad?
I think that's part of what's throwing me off.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're so used to having like a savory cottage cheese.
I don't know if I didn't know there was cottage cheese in this that I would 100% know there is because it's very much blended into the overall dish.
Yeah.
But I also wonder if I mixed the orange Jell-O enough.
No, this is how it's supposed to taste.
It's a little bit like gritty.
I don't think it's that gritty. This is not your favorite.
Well, tell me what you think, because you've had this before.
I'm loving it.
Really?
I'm having a great time.
I don't want to rag on it too much, because you're enjoying it.
So no, that's okay. This is what it's about. This is not your thing.
I'm getting vibes of being at the dentist and getting like, getting like the orange fluoride thing in your mouth. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's majorly what it's giving me, and it's like, I can taste one. I'm going to take one little tiny
bite. One more bite. But you can't argue that it is by far the prettiest of the salads that we have in front of us.
It's beautiful.
All right. Let's move on to our last contender. This is the Snickers salad. What are your thoughts going into this final Snickers salad, given that you didn't like the sweet salad before?
I think this is going to be more up my alley. And I also tasted the base of it, the vanilla pudding and the Cool Whip while we were making it. And I liked that. Whereas I hadn't tasted the orange fluff base and I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So here we go.
Fair enough.
It's lighter than it looks. Like, it kind of looks like it's going to be dense like ice cream, but then it does, you dip into it and it's like pretty light and fluffy.
All right, I'll do the honors with this one.
Okay. Make sure you get a little bit of everything in there.
I think it's kind of...
Do you have Snickers in there?
I think so. Let's find out.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just got apple.
Okay, have this bite.
Mmm.
Good?
This is really good.
Okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to get some peanuts, some Snickers, some apple. Mmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, it looks like it would be really heavy, but this is a really fun dessert, I think.
This is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's actually going to be even better after being refrigerated for a couple hours.
I agree.
I'll put a cover on it.
Yeah, and this is really nice. The apples are actually the star of the Snickers salad, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. The crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're giving me what the orange fluff was lacking, which is the both of these dessert salads have like a base of like a creamy, fluffy base.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need something to cut through that so that you kind of have the balance.
Right. So you didn't feel like you got enough mandarin orange, maybe.
I mean, it's not just... I mean, there's a good amount of mandarins in there. They're just kind of like... anemic, you know?
Yeah, I see. What would you rate the orange fluff versus the Snickers salad?
You mean what would I rate each of them?
Mm-hmm.
I would give the orange fluff a 2. I'm sorry, I don't like it.
2, okay.
And it was one of those things where like I liked it even less as I kept eating it. And I would give the Snickers salad a 6.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, that sounds bad. I do really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But now maybe I should raise my score for the pea salad to like an 8 or even an 8.5 if I'm going to give this something like a 7.
Right.
Because to me, I really liked the pea salad. And this, I like it. But I don't know. I'm just not the biggest sweet tooth person.
Okay.
I have very specific sweet things that I enjoy. Like, I like ice cream. This isn't really ice cream.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy a Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would pick something else. So, I like that there's Snickers in it, fine. But it's not like I'm, like, a Snickers fiend. And so now I'm, like, loving this. I'm like, okay.
I see. So, it's the pea salad is the runaway winner for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the Snickers salad. That's the one I can see... Like, once we put this back in the fridge, grabbing and having, like, a little bowl of and watching a show, having a little Snickers salad.
I would have it, too. I really would.
It really is, like, a pudding variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it has pudding in it, so that makes
sense. Overall, what would you rate the salad episode experience, the much-hyped salad episode experience?
Oh, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10!
For sure, because I'm almost glad that, like, there was a mix of how I... felt about everything, because that's kind of what I wanted. Like, I would have been shocked and I guess like happily surprised, but like kind of weirded out and maybe like, did I not do it right? If every single one was like, wow, this is delicious. Like, some of them have to be weird.
Yes.
And the orange one is weird. The Snicker, I mean, they're all kind of weird, but the pea, I'm like looking, I'm eyeing that pea salad right now. I'm like, I'm gonna have some of that.
Yeah. I think if we were to do this again, we should do a salad with blocks of Jell-O, and then definitely it seems like people were interested to see the strawberry pretzel salad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's maybe on the horizon. Let us know if you enjoyed this salad episode. We did this for y'all because we love having these inside jokes, and this, strangely enough, became one of them. And to celebrate 100,000 downloads on our little podcast and the community that we've built here, we're so grateful that y'all are tuning in and listening every week. So please, you can always write to us at underourrooffpod@gmail.com. And you can rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast for free at any time, or share it with a friend, whatever works.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is like a tiny bit of personal news, but I actually am changing jobs. And so I left my old job about 10 days ago. I'm starting a new job in a little over a week. And because of all that kind of upheaval in my life, I have really not responded to a lot of Under Our Roof emails lately. But I'm going to because I don't have a job right now.
So now is your time. Get those letters in. Overwhelm that inbox. She has time. No, I'm just kidding. And
no, I love getting them. So yeah, I hope that we do hear from people. And I would really love to hear what people think of this episode. And I'm seriously, but whenever Grace is speaking, I'm like going in for the pea salad and taking bites.
You have to let us know if you make any of these. Yeah. Tag us in them if you end up making any of these salads, or if you're inspired to make any salads from your own nostalgia or childhood or church potlucks, please tag us, let us know, and we will see you on another episode of Under Our Roof. Sorry, sometimes I just pretend like this is a game show that we have.
If any episode is a game show, it's today.
It's absolutely a game show. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Okay, bye.